This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
After a very bad day, markets are recovering just a bit. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. In case you missed it, major markets were all down 2 to 3% yesterday, but today is a new day. Taking a peek right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 157 points. That's 0.7%. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. The NASDAQ is up 0.6%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.77%. With us to talk about this yo-yo of a market situation is David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Markets tanked yesterday, and now they're looking much, much better. What is causing all of this volatility?
Well, I think there's an underlying reason for all this volatility. I mean, it's not really, I think, all about tariffs and tweets coming out of Washington. I think what's really going on is we're trying to grapple with two opposing forces. On the one hand, the tax cuts were very good for corporate profits and the economy is doing pretty well. But on the other hand, it's been a long bull market and valuations are high at this stage and now interest rates are rising. And I think people are trying to figure out, well, you know, how do we balance these things out? And, you know, some days they feel optimistic and some days they feel pessimistic. And I think that's really contributing to this volatility.
Well, I mean, what goes through people's minds that results in some major sell-off?
Obviously, there are certain sectors which become vulnerable because nobody wants to get caught in the next big bubble market. But I think people just need a little bit of reassurance. And we've got the big tax cuts. We know what the analysts have said they think it will mean for corporate profits. We know what the companies have said they think it will mean for corporate profits. But in the next few weeks, we'll actually see the first quarter earnings season, and then companies will tell us what it actually meant for corporate profits. That's very important. I think investors need a little bit of reassurance that the news on taxation is really as good as we think it is.
All right. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Banks borrow from one another for short periods all the time, even internationally. They charge each other interest, and that interest rate affects what they charge you and me. So in the world of finance, that interest rate is an important number, known as LIBOR, or the London Interbank Offered Rate. The problem is that it can be manipulated. So the New York Fed is, starting today, publishing a new interest rate measured differently. It's calling it the Secured Overnight Financing Rate, or SOFR. It is designed to replace LIBOR. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
LIBOR, just so you know,
it is the world's most widely used benchmark for short-term interest rates, right? It underpins $350 trillion of financial contracts.
Jillian Mariuti is at Mission Capital. She's referring to contracts like the ones behind complicated derivatives, even credit card agreements. LIBOR influences lots of adjustable rate debt.
That also includes floating rate mortgages and student loans. So that's how it affects the everyday person.
The differences between LIBOR and SOFR are complicated. But the big idea is that while LIBOR is based on what banks say they will do, SOFR is based on actual transactions. Richard Sandor is at the American Financial Exchange. He says the shift to SOFR will take a while.
Over the next 2 to 3 years, we will see a gradual adoption of new interest rate benchmarks.
So there will be time to work out any problems. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. We feel it's important work that we're already doing, and with your help, we will do more of it. We're counting on you to partner with us so that we can grow and keep getting better, especially now when it's increasingly difficult to cut through the media clutter and bring objective, trustworthy reporting front and center. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor and support independent public service journalism. The payoff comes in knowing that you're helping keeping people informed about economic forces that affect our lives. If you could, donate today at marketplace.org. Thank you.
Passengers brought 751,000 pets on planes last year as emotional support animals. That is 270,000 more than the year before. This is all according to Airlines for America, a lobbying group for commercial airlines. Now, all these animals, if they are in fact emotional support animals, fly for free under federal rules. Airlines say it is therefore no coincidence that the number of alleged emotional support animals on flights has been going up so fast. The airlines want tougher restrictions around these animals, Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
Oliver, an 8-year-old Chihuahua, leads a busy life. He splits most of his time between home, a law office in Tampa, Florida, and court with human rights attorney Myra Kahlo. That's his owner.
My car is set up for him. He has his own car seat.
Oliver's her emotional support animal and service dog. She started feeling depressed and anxious after her sister passed away in 2011. Kahlo's therapist noticed Oliver helped distract her.
He feels my grief, you know, and he'll get all up in my face. Whereas if I'm not upset, completely ignores me.
Kahlo got a letter from her doctor authorizing Oliver to become her emotional support animal. A few years later, when she injured her back, she had Oliver trained as a service dog. He can fetch her pill bottle and alert 911 with a button on his collar. Oliver's flown as far as Greece with Kahlo for free under the Air Carrier Access Act. Under the same set of rules, emotional support pets board for free, too. While service animals need formal training that can cost as much as $25,000, people can go online, pay a one-time $100 fee, and get a letter certifying their emotional support pet. Douglas Kidd with the National Association of Airline Passengers says people are milking the loophole to avoid pet fees they'd have to pay otherwise.
The door is open to abuse.
Airline companies are calling for tougher guidelines for emotional support animals after passenger injuries linked to pets in the cabin. Sharon Pinkerton with Airlines for America says hotels, restaurants, and other public places often have stricter rules around animals.
That is the same standard that should apply in a confined tube at 30,000 feet in the air.
Some airlines have already changed their policies. In March, Delta Airlines began requiring that passengers supply proof that an animal's been trained and a letter from a health professional. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.